Hot Nights Podcast.
Right around the country, Jimmy, Nath, Abby Chatfield on the airwaves. And Abs, we are super pumped for this. They are an Australian drummer turned singer, songwriter and producer. Jeez, they do everything. Originally from Melbourne and now living in Los Angeles. They've left us. They've been making waves in the US, appearing in the newest season of Selling Sunset with partner Chrishell, and the release of their new single, Be Your Man, dedicated to Chrishell. They also know how to sell a Subaru. Let me tell you that. Please welcome the one, the only G-Flip.
Hell yeah. G, it's so good to talk to you. How you going, darling?
I'm doing very well. How are you both?
Oh, wonderful. You know, when I saw the news about you and Chrishell being married, sobbing. So I was sobbing. I mean, we've never met, G, but I've actually spent time with your parents, both sets of your parents.
That's odd.
I know. We had a picnic in Darwin together.
Sorry, G, did you even know this? What the hell?
Yeah, G, do you know this?
Yes, no, I did know this. So I got four parents. My parents, they split up and they remarried, both remarried, but everyone's like friends and they all go on holidays together and Abby crashed one of their holidays.
Why are you hanging out with G's parents?
They were really nice people. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so just quickly.
I thought, why not?
G, I want to let you in on something because apparently I'm creepy for adding Abby's mum on Instagram. But
yeah. I can go on a picnic with all four of G's parents. But I'm so thrilled to get to, we DM here and there. I congratulated you when the song came out. But I'm so glad to see you as close as we can to in person. So Be Your Man. I have had it. It's been on my on repeat on Spotify since the minute it came out. It is such an amazing song. I try to sing it. I think it's why I have nodules because I don't have the skill that you do. But tell us a bit about the song, how it came about, and how you feel about releasing it finally.
Yeah, I wrote this song over a year ago when me and Chrishell started dating, and the lyrics are pretty self-explanatory. I'd say I'm not what you planned, but I'll be your man. And I just wasn't what Chrishell planned. So, yeah, it's a cute little love song.
Gee, was it one of those songs that came naturally when you wrote it, or did it take some time to get the wording right and how you wanted to do it, or did you just kind of sit down one day in the studio and was like, here's my feelings in a song, bang, let's do it?
No, it came together pretty quickly. I wrote the verse idea in a hotel room and then the chorus. Yeah, it all came together pretty naturally. And I just kind of say my feelings. I just say, you know, what's on my mind.
As a queer who just wants to be in a queer relationship so badly, G, it makes me happy, sad. I'm like, wow. Happy for them, I guess. But I'm like,
are we having a go at the newly married G Flip?
We're having a go. We're saying it's inspirational, but it's also like when you have all happy friends and relationships and you're like, wow, you wrote a song about how much you love them. That sounds great. No, but it is such an emotional and beautiful song. But you wrote it, it was the first song you wrote about Chrishell, right? And then you showed it to her on your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, I showed it to her when I first wrote it. I like to show Chrishell a lot of my demos and just get her ears and see what she likes.
Sure.
So I'll play a bit of a pile for her. And we were sitting on the couch and I showed her a really, really rough version of this song. It was just, this song kind of pricked up her ears and she was like, oh, baby, I love that song. And I was like, oh, it's about you, darling. Oh. And then...
Hey, G, how long did it take for you to figure out that Chrishell was the one? Because it's pretty obvious from the start, I think, how in love you two were. And I feel, and you've had other relationships before that are quite long term. So how did you really, really know? Or was it just a completely different feeling to anything else?
I think me and Chrishell's like love story is a bit interesting because she was meant to go on like a dating reality show and she was going to be, it wasn't The Bachelorette, but it was a show like that.
Oh.
And we met and we like were just kind of low-key dating and we knew that she had to go on this show. So we were very like casual about it, but we were slowly just like kind of falling in love with each other with this end date in mind that she was going to have to at some point go, you know, find like a man on this show. So that's why the song's like, I'm not what you planned, but I'll be your man. So we're definitely trying not to fall too deep for each other because there was going to be a time where we have to like say goodbye and, you know, I was going to wish her well. And we just kept falling for each other because it was just so easy. It was such an easy relationship. And I know from like you look at me and Gushelle, you'd think that we're nothing alike, but we're actually very similar. Yeah, she's just awesome.
I love that.
I love it.
Hey, G, I wanted to say to you, so I know Abs before you said you hadn't met G Flip before, but Jimmy, myself, I know Jimmy's not here at the moment, G, he's sick.
He's sick.
He's a wimp. But what I wanted to do is go back in time and remember, Jimmy and I have actually met G Flip.
Oh, cool. Well, I get it.
But it wasn't.
We've all met G Flip. All of Australia's met G Flip except for me.
Well, this is going to make you feel even worse because it wasn't actually Jimmy and I who met G Flip. It was my nanny Lynn. On the, on the red carpet of the Grand Marias, aka the Arias. So, I mean, G Flip, I'm gonna play you something because I mean, Ab said that she's fully supportive of you and would do anything for you, and apparently, so would my nanny Lynn because this is the conversation that G Flip and my dear nanny Lynn had on the Grand Marias, also known as the Arias red carpet. Have a listen to this. Nanny, G Flip is one of the hosts for tonight as well, so they're going to be on stage hosting. Do you have any advice for G Flip before they get up there?
No, I think you will do it perfectly.
Oh.
Seriously, if I get too nervous up there, I'm just going to think about Nanny Lynn telling me I'm perfect and everything's okay.
Nanny Lynn, if G Flip needs you, will you go support them? Will you get up there?
Yes, of course.
Nanny Lynn could have been on stage with G Flip.
Could have made it.
G Flip, did that advice from Nanny Lynn, who's never done a live event, but did that help when you were hosting the Arias?
I don't think I actually could have done it without Nanny Lynn.
No, and that's fair enough.
No,
and
that's fair enough. It's fair. And I also have played Nanny Lynn the song as well, and she loves it.
And that's really all that matters. G came on this interview to say, listen, doesn't matter about all the plays.
Let me tell you, I mean, you talk about the demographics you're after. You have nailed the 85-year-old woman. Let me tell you.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Jimmy, Nath, Abby on the airwaves for your Thursday night, guys. Welcome, everybody. And, Abs, we are still joined by the fabulous, the talented G Flip.
Yeah.
Actually, where are you? Where are you at the moment, G Flip? Are you in a? You look very comfortable. You've got a very comfortable kind of couch situation there. What's going on there?
I'm at my place in LA.
And it's like, it's late at night there. It's like, what, 11:30 or something?
Got some guitars.
Wow, they're such a rock star.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, my God. There's nothing more rock than when G... Have you seen G perform live?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Holy...
Phenomenal.
Can't swear on radio, but holy
moly. Oh, you can.
Moly, holy f***. I literally... I watch your performances, G, over and over again thinking... The cardio. I'm thinking, what are the BPMs on the Apple Watch at that point? Like, you are such a rock star. I just wanted to put that in as a side note.
Yeah, have you ever worn an Apple Watch, G, when you've been on stage? Because we know you bloody move around that stage very well.
I haven't, but I would like to. I would like to know. And it's like when I go on tour, I get so ripped. I get like full, like from all the cardio,
yeah,
I get so ripped.
Yeah, because you're not screaming, but you have the most powerful voice. So your lung capacity is so big and you're just banging it out. Like, it is the most impressive
thing. We just saw Abby demonstrate that. G, how close was Abby in being you on the drums?
Actually, it's technically perfect.
Yeah. Don't be nervous, G. It's all right. I won't take a gig, babes. I've got nodules. Don't be too scared. Anyway.
So, G, we're going to get into this game because obviously you live in LA now. We just want to make sure you don't lose any of your Aussie-ness. So we've got some rapid-fire Aussie questions just to kind of, you know, replenish your brain with some Aussie stuff because I also know that you've got some friends that have come over as well and they've brought some drinks over. So we don't want to – are they patiently waiting for you at the back at the moment, or what's the go there?
They're chilling in the kitchen. They're just having a good time.
Yeah, okay. We just want to make sure we get G back to the party.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we've got is, as we've got some questions there, bit of an Aussie rapid fire.
I love it.
This is one of G Flip's greatest songs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Abs, what have you got there? Let's start with question number one, okay. The Aussie quiz, to make sure G Flip has still got that Aussie in them.
So you have to answer with an Australian answer, obviously. Okay. G, what is your favourite type of beer?
Carlton Draft.
Bang.
On tap.
Done.
From the S.
Done.
We love that. All right, question number two, G. What's your favourite fast food chain?
Oh, Probably Macca's.
Yeah, that'll do. We've got it here. That's fine.
McCafe started in Australia, so that counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your favourite tourist destination?
I like going to like my local beach that I grew up in Black Rock, or I grew up in St Kilda. I live in St Kilda, so I just like hang out.
That's all we need. Done. That's all we need. A buzzword. Tick. Beautiful. We love that. Okay. What is your favourite animal, G Flip?
A quokka.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good niche one. And everyone over in WA going, shit, yeah.
Oh, my God. Living the dream. And finally, your favourite Australian TV show?
Oh, Aussie TV show. Play School.
Yeah, love that. Boom.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got one bonus question. Use the phrase. So this is for, I mean, you've already got 100%, right? This is for some extra points, right? Use the term in a sentence.
In a sentence. It's better to answer with a yeah.
Hey, G Flip, do you want to go to the pub later on?
Yeah.
We've got them. They still belong to us.
They're an Aussie. Of course, we love it. G-Flip, we appreciate you coming on the show. The brand new track, you would have just heard it, is called Be Your Man. Go and bloody listen to it, guys. It is phenomenal. We love you. Nanny Lynn loves you and Australia loves you, G-Flip. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, crew. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Hot Nights Podcast.